Around the country, people are holding rallies and showing up at town halls to protest President Donald Trump's policies on immigration and health care. Member station KQED reporter Katie Orr was at one town hall outside Sacramento. It was held by a Californian Republican congressman, and she sent us this report.
The crowd waiting to get into Congressman Tom McClintock's town hall stretched for several blocks in either direction. The meeting was being held in a small theater in the heart of Roseville, the population center of California's 4th Congressional District. This rural and suburban area tends to lean more conservative than urban Sacramento, but the crowd outside the meeting didn't reflect that. Janine Allwright was holding a sign that read, "Make Refugee Resettlement Great Again." She lives in the district and came to the meeting with her 9-year-old daughter.
There's a lot going on right now that I don't agree with, and I'm passionate about our refugees. I think we're on the wrong side of history right now.
When the doors to the theater opened, scores of protesters surged forward, hoping to be among the 200 or so allowed inside. Soon, the doors were shut, but the hundreds left outside were determined to make their voices heard. The mood on the inside of the theater wasn't much better. Although McClintock won re-election with 63% of the vote, it quickly became apparent he wasn't among friends. McClintock started off by saying politicians, from the president on down, are just hired help.
And then we watch that help and we discuss among ourselves as the American people how that help is doing and whether we ought to keep them or kick them out in the next election. And that's a system.
For an hour, McClintock parried a barrage of questions, from why he supports rolling back restrictions on the Second Amendment to what he would tell people who depend on the Affordable Care Act for health insurance. He said a replacement must be better for a majority of users. Roseville resident Julia Sweeney pressed McClintock on his support for Trump's recent executive order banning travel from 7 mostly Muslim countries. She says it singles out one religion.
If you were so concerned that we need to stop immigration, you would stop everyone. My family coming over from Ireland would be stopped at the border. But you're not stopping the Irish.
McClintock kept his cool throughout the meeting, though at one point he scolded the audience, saying he thought this was going to be an adult conversation. Many in the crowd, however, grew more agitated as the meeting came to a close. Once McClintock was done answering questions, police officers quickly surrounded him and hustled him outside to a waiting car as protesters chanted. Once he was gone, the crowd eventually dispersed. Lothlorien Stewart says she doesn't know what to make of the country's current situation. She's with the grassroots organization that coordinated with other groups in the district to turn protesters out for the meeting. She says she's never done anything like that before.
This is new. Apparently, this is now what I do on weekends.
A nationwide effort is underway to get more liberals to turn out at similar meetings across the country. For NPR News, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.